All right, continue on. You know, it is embarrassing how quickly the Democrats do the predictable things. The predictable things of going after the Second Amendment, of course. It's one of the first things they do. They claim that, you know, if we had more gun laws, what gun laws would have stopped what happened in Texas, by the way? If somebody can give me an idea, I'd like to know what the answer is. What could have been done? It's a tragic, gut-wrenching shooting. 10 days after one in Buffalo. And, you know, we just had Rick Ector on. National Rifle Association certified instructor. A black man from Detroit teaching minorities and women how to shoot every year, thousands of them. Because I bring that up because the left would have you believe that somehow the Second Amendment is racist. My next guest would have a question about that. Dr. Paula Price, speaker, author, talk show host, and so much more. Doctor, good to have you here.
It's good to be with you, and thank you for inviting me.
I greatly appreciate it. The Democrats would have you believe that somehow today the Second Amendment and the Constitution in general, I think, is just it's racist, the entire thing. And to me, I'm just dumbfounded by that. What do you say?
Well, my first thought is obviously the Constitution can be anything we want to call it. But if we're talking about recent incidents, let's get real. I don't care how much we legislate gun use, gun purchases. In the end, criminals will break the law. The unstable will break the law because paper cannot legislate emotions.
Well, how do we get past that narrative? How do the Democrats, how do they get locked into that? How do they get locked into this silly notion that somehow, well, everything's racist to them anymore, it seems. I mean, it seems to be the go-to card for everything. And for me, it's insanity, right?
Well, it is insanity, but who are we kidding? Between you and I, we both know it's a political, you know, expedite that they're doing. It's a political scheme to use emotions. Democrats like to use emotions because emotions cannot necessarily be regulated because of impulse, but they can't work with intelligence. Case in point, when we think about racism, I did a talk about a year and a half ago called This Ain't That, and the basis of that talk was pulling on retro racism to facilitate a modern agenda. For example, I'm a black woman in America. I'm talking to you, Steve, right now. Okay? Now, if this was 50, 70 years ago, would that be the case?
No, probably. Unlikely. No, I mean, America, we have been in pursuit of a more perfect union for 250 years. Are we perfect? No. But we've laid the groundwork. The paperwork we have makes it possible to improve our situation over and over again.
Well, and I agree with you. And here's the thing. When I say retro, I'm saying I am 70 years old. I have lived in this country all my life. I know racism. The average black person over 40 knows racism. I remember when we couldn't drink out of fountains. Now we buy fountains. I remember when we couldn't ride on buses. Now we have fleets. So the idea is that something has to break the cycle of dragging us back into a path for political expedience. And that is what I'm looking for, because to me, this ain't that.
This is not that. So, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I've pointed out to people, and with Rick Ector here earlier, when you look at gun sales and those that have a concealed carry, for example, the biggest explosion in those that have the ability to protect themselves are minorities and women. Minorities and women are the driving force behind half of the gun sales in America or more in recent years. I think that's important to know, isn't it?
I'm sure that it is. And it has to do with, again, self-defense. Women feel powerless. Guns make you feel protected. We have to walk the streets at night. We have to go into lonely ways. Let's think about the woman that gets up and runs every day at 5 o'clock in the morning in the dark. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. But the whole gun argument is moot simply because criminals don't even buy guns like we do. They don't go to Walmart. I mean, in Oklahoma, you can get a gun at Walmart. But they don't buy guns. They go and they get it from the back of the trunk, or they get it from their friends or some secret place. So the audience that's actually being accused is not the same audience that's going to obey the law.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so trying to take the Second Amendment rights, or it's just the Constitution in general, because I also hear this. Dr. Paula Price with me, as she said, a 70-year-old black woman in America. She knows racism, and this is not that, and so on and so forth. The freedom of speech. When we were growing up, we were always told, sticks and stones will break your bones, words shall never hurt me. But somewhere along the line, words are now violence. And if you don't say the right thing or hear the right thing or whatever it might be, somehow that's now we have to criminalize speech in America. How frightening is that?
Well, I think it's very terrifying, but it's also very hindering. The whole idea is that if we gag free speech, then nobody's there to complain or no one's there to point out this is unjust. This is abuse. This is bias. So if you gag speech, then you don't get names for what's happening to you, and therefore you don't have a way of understanding what other people are doing to you. Well, just shut your mouth. I'm a black woman. I said that. We had that. See, we couldn't speak. Our anger boiled up. Nobody cared because we couldn't speak. We were told to shut up, and shut up is what we did. Now, that thing has blanketed the nation so that nobody can call evil, evil, wrong, wrong, you know, a crime, a crime. I mean, we can't do that any longer without some sort of a backlash saying, wow, that's hate speech or whatever.
Right.
When did hate speech and hurt speech become synonyms?
Well, the fact is, it's not. You get your feelings hurt, that's too bad. I mean, it's America. Suck it up. We can do better. Dr. Paula Price, I wish I had more time. Love to have you back anytime. Anytime at all, but I have to run.
I understand. Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. What a great show we've had so far. Great people. I'll take a quick break and be right back. It's the Steve Gerber Show.